Gow Conway's here with the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. Irish consumer confidence has weakened to its lowest level in 9 months. In March, fear of the impact on the Irish economy of a tariff war between the US and the EU is a key driver of the drop, rather than increased financial pressures. These are the findings of the Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey this month. And to look at the findings in more detail, I'm joined on the line by economist Austin Hughes. Austin, I believe this is the largest monthly pullback in Irish consumer sentiment in 2.5 years. What are Irish consumers most nervous about?
Good morning, Gail. It's not surprising that Irish consumers, like their counterparts in many other countries, are worried about the likely impact of a trade war on the economy as a whole and on their household finances. I think through the survey period in March, we heard constant sort of noises of, you know, doom and gloom around what might befall the Irish economy in the event of a trade war, the particular fallout for the pharma sector, for jobs and for the public finances. So it's not at all surprising that consumers are more worried. Now, you do say it is the biggest monthly fall in 2.5 years. Back in September 22, we saw a slightly larger fall because of the looming incidence of much higher energy bills. And if you go back to April 20, the monthly fall was nearly five times as great when the Irish economy shut down. So it's fears rather than, you know, a current deterioration in the financial circumstances are driving the change in sentiment. But it's not at all surprising.
And would you call it a catastrophic collapse, or are we at that stage yet?
I don't think so. As I say, you had a 7-point fall in March. You had a 35-point fall in April 20. So, you know, it's signalling that Irish consumers are clearly down. They're worried about what might happen, but they're not completely out. And there hasn't been, you know, a very significant deterioration in household finances or indeed in unemployment. You know, the survey period saw the lowest unemployment rate since April 2001. So the Irish economy is doing well at the moment. It's just really unclear and a bit worrying about what might happen in the next few months.
And according to the survey, sentiment here fell by less than in the US, but by more than the rest of Europe. Why is this?
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense. US consumers have to deal with the fallout for the US economy from tariffs and the particular concerns about inflation. Long-term inflation expectations in the States jumped to their highest level since February 1993. So consumers are really worried there about persistent price pressures. And here, you know, people are worried about jobs. Understandably, that was the weakest element of the survey. But things are still going well, whereas in the US, price pressures are high and building. In Europe, I think the fact that sentiment fell less is because trade with the US is slightly less important. European consumers also have seen talk about, you know, the possibility of peace in Ukraine. They've also heard about much more spending and maybe boost to the economy from defense spending. So there are mixed elements in different economies. The general mood is one of uncertainty and fear and nervousness, but it varies across consumers. And it's understandable that Irish consumers were more nervous than a lot of others.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for this morning. Thank you, economist Austin Hughes.